This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 93.5 The Tap, I'm James Kelly. As people focus on family and traveling, American Red Cross officials say donations tend to drop around the holiday season. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more for residents and the giving spirit.
Data shows only about 3% of eligible Wisconsinites give blood. Scott Martyr from the American Red Cross.
The need for blood is constant. Every 2 seconds, someone in this country needs a blood transfusion. And it could be for any one of a bunch of reasons. People battling cancer, mothers who are facing complications during childbirth, or accident victims who need emergency surgery. The Red Cross urges donors during the holiday months to come out and donate.
Not all the time, but often when you donate, your blood will stay here in Wisconsin. You can even download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, and you can track where your blood goes and where it's used.
Let's say we're short on B negative blood. We can ship blood from other areas here into this area so that there's enough B negative blood so that patients can receive that care.
Right now, there's not a shortage, but they're asking for more O-positive donors. Nearly 40% of people are O-positive, and more than 80% of people can receive O-positive blood. Isabel Anderson, also from the Red Cross.
That's really important because it's the most used blood type in hospitals. So we're really looking for people of all blood types, but especially if you have that O-positive blood type, we'd love you to come in and roll up your sleeve and donate.
And if you're not even sure what your blood type is, you can still go to donate and they'll be able to tell you right then and there. The process only takes about an hour, and Anderson suggests making it a holiday tradition. Go with friends or family to make it more fun.
It's really so simple and easy and very quick. There are 744 hours in December. Can you give us one to donate blood and help save lives?
To donate, you can go to redcrossblood.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
A study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that runoff from landfills in the state contained the highest levels of PFAS. According to a WPR report, researchers first began collecting samples for the study in 2023, seeking to identify the largest potential sources of the forever chemicals in groundwater. Around two-thirds of Wisconsin residents get their drinking water from groundwater sources and could suffer negative health effects like an increased risk of certain kinds of cancer as a result of the PFAS contamination. Researchers working on the study say they collected samples from 16 landfill sites in the state, which showed the highest concentrations of PFAS. They also say they're hoping the findings can help state lawmakers better regulate PFAS contamination. Currently, the Environmental Protection Agency has established drinking water standards to manage the forever chemicals, but there are no federal or state regulations managing their presence in groundwater. The EPA also does not currently require PFAS monitoring or reporting at landfill sites. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are warning residents about a new invasive species making its way towards the state. The agencies are looking for signs of the hemlock woolly adelgid, a tiny insect that could threaten millions of hemlock trees in the state. The insect has not yet been found in Wisconsin's forests, but has spread across next-door Michigan and have been found in tree nurseries a handful of times over the last few years. As part of their efforts to identify and halt the insect spread, state officials are setting 3D-printed traps coated in petroleum jelly across roughly 30 sites. Combating the spread of invasive species has been a major focus for Wisconsin over the last few years. The emerald ash borer has now spread throughout the state, reaching the last uninfected counties in northwest Wisconsin over the last couple of years. DNR officials say the beetles could eventually kill 99% of the state's ash trees, forcing local municipalities to implement costly protective measures or just outright remove ash trees from their streets. Officials from the Augusta Area School District will consider proposing an operational referendum on the ballot this April. District officials cited declining enrollment and decreased state funding as the motivation behind the proposal, a common issue leading many districts across the state to turn to local taxpayers to help maintain their services. The specifics of what the operational referendum would request have not yet been finalized, but the proposed question would need to be shared with local municipalities by January 27th to appear on the spring ballot. The Chippewa Falls City Council approved the funding needed to renovate the Irvin Park Zoo's tiger exhibit at its meeting last week. Zoo officials say the current state of the exhibit poses safety concerns for their employees, with rusted panels and gates on the containment pens. The project is expected to cost over $16,000, which will come out of the city's reserve budget. Zoo officials also say there won't be another tiger in the exhibit after the renovations due to its smaller-than-recommended size, and they plan to find a species of lynx for that space next year. The city of Menominee is offering free parking for residents and visitors over the next few weeks. According to a press release, a number of parking meters north of Wilson Avenue now have a blue bag or ribbon labeled free parking on them. Parking at those meters and in City Lot 6 will be free through January 18th as officials work to encourage more people to explore the downtown area. There are some exceptions to the free parking, including City Lot 10, the 15-minute meters in front of the post office, and permit-only spaces in City Lot 6. The City of Eau Claire is reminding residents to adhere to alternate side parking rules after some compliance issues caused trouble with their plowing operations. According to a recent weekly report from the city manager, plow drivers had a difficult time clearing some streets following heavy snowfall due to the poor compliance with alternate side parking rules. City officials are reminding residents that if their vehicle has not been moved for more than 24 hours, the Eau Claire Police Department could give them a ticket or even tow the vehicle. For 93.5 The Tap, I'm James Kelly. For the latest news, go to thetap.fm.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a three-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch the people come back every night, three-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL, Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high right around 34 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-20s overnight. And then tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.